We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Saturday night. We're at Westman Arena in Superior, the regular season finale as the Yellow Jackets play host to UW Stout. I'm John Garver. We're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And Thursday night, down in a tough building, you guys gutted out a nice 3-2 win.
Yeah, it was the game was tough. The climate was tough. It was a good game. We guys showed a little bit of resiliency. Stout had a good pushback, made a good play there with 5:40 or something left to go, and we got the job done. Pretty much locked it down after we regained the lead. And so, you know, we played some good hockey. Some things we didn't like, but all in all, pretty good.
I thought it was interesting watching their team play, because going into that game, they'd given up 17 goals in two games to Stevens Point. And I think on Thursday night, that's the first time I've seen them play that or pay that much attention to the defensive part of the game. They had three guys back the whole time.
Yeah, no, that was probably the best I've seen Stout play in terms of structure for 60 minutes, without a doubt. Like you said, they had three guys back. They kind of stayed with the same system throughout the 60 minutes. Their power play was what we pre-scouted, and like, so things kind of worked out. There's been a couple of times where guys have come back and been like, "Coach, like, that's nothing what you talked about." And I'm like, "Yeah, I saw that too." It was hard to get. They have good team speed. It was hard to kind of get into the zone with them and all that stuff. That I would say the goals that they scored, we kind of gave to them in terms of a couple of breakdowns. There wasn't a lot of great. I didn't say they generated a ton with the result that they got with the two goals. It was more of a blue line turnover for the second goal they scored. It was kind of a puck watching on the first goal that they scored. But all in all, it was, you know, they're a good team. They can skate. You know, I think they're a dangerous team going into playoffs. You know, they could really, what their record doesn't indicate, I think, how good or how well that team skates. So I think they could catch a team that they play.
Troy York back in the lineup after missing last Saturday with the flu, and he scores twice. You know, not only is he a game changer for you, but he's a game changer on the other side too, because he kind of dictates how teams have to play against you, doesn't he?
Troy's from last year to this year has really, I think he's rounded out his game a lot. He's way more attention to detail without the puck. He's been way more physical without the puck, and physical with the puck too, like the cutbacks. And it, like, he's grinding a little bit more with the puck. It allows him to get open, I think, too, because teams start to get focused on what's going on, and then he's able to find that time and space where you give him a second, it can be in the back of your net. So his game is really rounded out to a real high level with and without the puck. I mean, he's got, you know, he blocks shots now. So let's put it that way. You know, like, he takes the body, he takes hits to make plays, he blocks shots. I don't even think he has 10 minutes in penalties yet this year. Six minutes in penalties. I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe Mr. York and Mrs. York sat him down this summer and kind of gave it to him a little bit. But he's been a pleasure to have. He's taken on a leadership role with us and everything, and we're very fortunate to have him. And as a coach to him, I'm proud of him to see his maturity from last year to this year.
So Stout again here tonight now in the regular season finale. You've got a game that on paper means absolutely nothing. You know who you're playing in the first round. They knew who they're playing. You know where you're playing. You know when you're playing. How do you get across your team that it's not a throwaway game here? There's stuff on the line still for you.
Listen, first and foremost, you know, we've talked about our culture and our family, like how we want to be a family and all that stuff. This is about the seniors tonight. That's first and foremost. Second of that is, you know, you don't want to go in the playoffs with a loss. Like, that's so, like, if you can't get up for those two things, then no matter what, we're not going to do anything in playoffs then anyway. So that's the way we kind of look at it, you know. And listen, you could be up for the game, you can work really hard and it still not go your way, but like, you got to work hard. You can't lay an egg. So we don't want to lay an egg, and we'll go from there.
You mentioned playing for the seniors. Let's talk about them a little bit. You got four of them that are going to be honored before the game tonight. Four guys that, three of them that have come in from day one with you. give me a little bit about each one of those guys and what they meant.
Well, I guess we'll start with Bruno. I coached him in juniors. I've watched that kid become a man in the last 4 years, and you know, he's a really good hockey player, but he's a better person. He means the world to me. I've seen him grow up. Liam's come in, and you know, Liam's just a survivor. Like, I didn't, you know, we needed bodies. I stat recruited him, never seen him play. You know, comes in and, you know, he puts up a few points his freshman year. We weren't that good, but like, he was a good person. His second year, you know, we gave him a letter, and you know, I saw a change in him. He was so worried about everybody else that his game absolutely plummeted. So we had a discussion, and last year he picked it back up, and you know, he had a good year, and then this year he kind of like all came together. The kid was a survivor. I mean, beginning of the season, I didn't know I thought his senior year was going to be kind of tough for him, and here he is now with, I think, 15 points or something like that.
Career
like
high.
Career high in everything. He basically has doubled this year, has matched his first 3 years. I'm just really proud of him. Like, he's a great person. You want your daughter to come home with Liam Blaze. Durham played for me in juniors, and then, you know, went to a different school, and then, you know, came back here and then transferred in over here. And, you know, he's helped build this program. He gave us a really big offensive output in his time here. And, you know, he's a great person, and he cares so much. Almost it could be detrimental to his game how much he cares. I trust Durham. He means the world to me too. And Colton Nelson, again, he was another guy that, like, he's played hard minutes for us. He's been in really unfortunate situations and had to take it, and like took everything in stride. And like, he's, you know, I watched him mature a lot in 4 years, he's a great person, and he's a great teammate. And like, in all honesty, I can't say enough about him. And it hasn't really hit me yet, but I think when I go and address the team, it'll probably hit me. And when that final horn sounds on our actual last game, that will be a time where I'll be sad. And then next year, when I first address the team and don't see those guys, will be when it's like, whole, like, wow, you know. And they'll probably all get a phone call after that first meeting in September.
Let's do it for the seniors tonight. Good luck, coach.
Take care, Garves.